I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. September 1st, 2006 marks the second anniversary of the Beslan, Russia school terrorist attack. Chechen rebels killed more than 300 people, mostly children, on the first day of school. But what man meant for evil, God used for good, especially in the camping ministry. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba says,
because of the terror attack, many teenagers came to know Christ and wanted to do something for Jesus, so they went back to Chechnya and ministering to their children instead of going back and taking their revenge.
This year, more than 160 young people attended summer camp there. Rakhuba says it was met with incredible response. Next, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the first free elections in over 40 years are over, but only half the votes have been counted. Many are hoping for peace after years of civil war. Dr. Gil Odendahl with Medical Ambassadors International was just there. MAI is involved in community health evangelism programs, or CHE, and they're going amazingly well.
The 57 villages we were in have more than doubled, which for me is an absolute sign of the self-sustainability of our community health evangelism programs. Village leaders have come together and said, you know, we want to better our lives physically and spiritually. Churches have been established.
And finally, we turn to Lebanon, where ongoing insecurity continues to prevent relief agencies from accurately assessing the number of people who've been affected by the war. Food for the Hungry continues to maintain its presence in the aftermath. Working alongside partners, they're providing key response by supporting mechanisms for provision of health and medical services to the thousands of refugees. So pray for the teams as they work to be the hands and feet of Christ in this crisis. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.